102 consecutive NHL games.
Goalkeepers are tough. You don't lay on the ice and whine.
Rookie of the Year honors in 1956 with 12 shutouts.
Blackhawks are the world champions and the Stanley Cup winner.
And that was shot by Hall.
He was the franchise, and he was 36 to 37 years of age.
A remarkable save by Glenn Hall.
A shot. Hall is down, and he robs Brunson.
Father of the butterfly style of goal.
I just wanted to play hockey.
Glenn Hall, yeah, was he a great goalie? And we found out this morning, we lost our Hall of Famer at the age of 94 years old, Glenn Hall, born and raised in Humboldt, Saskatchewan, went on to become one of the most influential players in NHL history. How about the nickname Mr. Goalie? That says it all right there. Durable, tough, record-setting too. 502 consecutive starts. Absolutely amazing. First person I thought of was our friend Daryl Davis, who is a great sports journalist, author of Fire on Ice, Why Saskatchewan Rules the NHL. And I'm happy to say we've connected with Daryl by phone. Daryl, thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome, Evan. Boy, we lost a legend, didn't we?
Did we ever? 502 consecutive starts. That will never be broken, will it?
I can't imagine that. The way they platoon goalies now, as a rookie, and everybody forgets he started with the Detroit Red Wings. He played 70 straight games for the Red Wings. His first two seasons, won the Calder Cup as the outstanding rookie in the NHL, and then they traded him to Chicago. Oh, my goodness. My Red Wings took a while to recover from that one, I'm sure.
So you actually crossed paths with the great Glenn Hall a couple of times. Let's hear your stories.
Oh, yeah. When he was winding down his career with the St. Louis Blues, my late father, Warren, was a scout with St. Louis. And so they would cross paths quite a bit. And at the end of every year, remember the Blues were in the Western Division, and they were the West Division, the expansion teams. Always kind of had a spot in the Stanley Cup. So the Blues made it three straight years, and the owners of the St. Louis Blues, the Solomon family, would take the entire staff, the scouts, the players, everybody, and their families to Florida, to Miami Beach, Florida, after the season ended, and Glenn Hall was down there. So I met him as a kid, and remember that was the tandem they had. Glenn Hall and Jacques Plante were the two veteran goalies with the St. Louis Blues. So I got to meet two legends because of my dad. And that friendship between Glenn Hall and my parents was wonderful. So the next time I met Glenn Hall was years and years later. I was writing the book you talked about. It was at the Saskatchewan Hockey Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the inaugural one in 2012 in Swift Current. And I went and introduced myself to him because I wanted to do a little bit talking, reminiscing about Saskatchewan growing up in Humboldt. He was wonderful. I had heard things that he's kind of brusque with reporters sometimes, but he gave me a big hug. He said, "Oh, I loved your parents, Daryl, and we had the most wonderful chat." It's the one that springs to mind when you hear of his passing at the age of 94. Mm-hmm. Evan, it's just amazing to have crossed paths with somebody like that.
Daryl Davis is my guest. So for people that are unfamiliar, maybe wouldn't have watched him, weren't around watching hockey in the days that Glenn Hall played, describe for us how would you look at his style of play and the impact he had on the game?
No mask. Remember back in those days, a lot of guys at the end of his career, I think he wore a mask, but for the most part, he didn't. The butterfly goalies of today, the way that they go down and kick out their legs and they have to be taller. Now, Glenn Hall wasn't a huge man, but he was one of the proponents of one of the first guys who played as a butterfly style goalie, right? Everybody else used to be the stand-up guys and block the whole net, but he would go down and kick those pads out. And obviously now it's the style that's favored by almost all National Hockey League goalies. So a trendsetter from, gosh, that's 60 years ago now when you think about it. So obviously, he's played quite a role in what goaltenders do now.
Yeah, a trendsetter in style for sure, but I mean, he was a talented goaltender.
Oh, of course he was. And remember back then, there's only basically six goalies who made the National Hockey League. There, very few of them even had backup goalies in those days, right? The assistant trainer would often be the backup goalie if somebody took a puck to the face. So he was playing all those games. From Humboldt, he went to Windsor and played junior hockey in Windsor, which is a weird little dynamic there that for somebody from Saskatchewan end up playing Eastern junior hockey. But to have that long career, he played 20 years in the National Hockey League, retired at the age of 40, I believe, and 84 shutouts, man. That's amazing in those days.
84 is an amazing number, and 94 is an amazing number. I mean, he lived a good life, and we're happy that we got to know him as late into his life as he did. And he was kind of a shy, unassuming fella. I saw him in Saskatoon probably the better part of 20 years ago, and, you know, he was very humble, I felt.
Yes. Oh, that, isn't that the truth, right? When I was trying to track him for the book I was writing, a lot of reporters warned me he can be really brusque. But then I'm reading stories now, and there's so many reporters who are talking about losing a good friend because they would phone him and talk to Glenn. And, you know, former teammates who all kept in touch with him. Obviously, at the age of 94, you rustle up a lot of really good close friends. But I was just amazed by the number of people who kept really close ties with Glenn Hall, especially as he was getting older and lived and retired in Stony Plain, Alberta. Everybody stayed in contact with him. So I think that speaks a lot to a man's character, too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Daryl Davis is my guest. We're talking about the loss of Glenn Hall, who we learned, Hockey Hall of Fame goaltender, died at the age of 94. We learned that this morning. Before I let you go, Daryl, what, like, aside from the personal side of him, which you talked about, the connection that you had, what would be a standout for you from his career? Is it save? Is it a moment? What is it?
Well, playing every game for the Chicago Blackhawks in the 1960-61 season, every playoff game, too, and they ended a long Stanley Cup drought that season. You know, I wasn't very old back then, Evan. You might kid me about it, but I kind of remember a little bit about it, and I remember at the years afterwards when they talked about his accomplishment. And it was a rarity back then for an NHL goalie even to play every single game and every single game in the playoffs. So that's one of the things that I remember and made me realize what a wonderful talent he was. And you know what? There's stories when you talked about the 502 straight games of playing, which will probably never be surpassed as an NHL record. But he was apparently throwing up before every single one of those games. He got so tense about games. He was so nervous about games that it was a legend that he would throw up before every game. So I think that's part of the thing that sticks in your head. That's
wow.
A good one to shake.
No doubt. Well, Daryl, thank you so much for giving us some time. We appreciate you popping by.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you, Evan.
Sports journalist Daryl Davis, author of the book Fire on Ice. If you haven't read his book, it's a great book, Fire on Ice, Why Saskatchewan Rules the NHL. And today I'll say mourn, but I'll also say celebrate a great life and a great athlete from our province, Glenn Hall, Hockey Hall of Famer from Saskatchewan, passed away at the age of 94. No doubt the Green Zone. We'll have more on that today coming up at 2 o'clock. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our Friday edition of the Evan Bray Show here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.